Thank God for a song that could fill while we had some technical difficulties. But we believe that Jason Kanz is on the other end of the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What were we experiencing this morning?
It was so weird. I was sitting here, and call would come in from you, and it would just say, call failed. And when I tried to call you, the same thing happened. It would just go beep, 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 and it would say call failed. And I had no idea why going in or out calls were failing. It looked like my signal was good. So I turned on airplane mode and then turned it off again and tried calling, and that seems to work. So
okay.
I don't know if something just got triggered or what was the case, but I'm glad we were able to make it work because I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well,
yeah.
I'm glad too. I was just about ready to get. I was ready to tackle Romans 6, 20 and 21 by myself, but
yeah, that would have been fine. Yeah.
All right, so the lighthearted question this morning is, what happens when you, best 5 minutes of the day, by the way, and it leads off the Wake Up Show podcast most mornings. What happens when you make, I made this hamburger casserole, you know, I got into the cooking spirit here when Peggy's been away, and really, I'm not that big a fan of it. When you make something and you go, and then you got a whole bunch of it left, and I'm not a food waster, I'm big on, you know, finish it up, but isn't that, it's kind of frustrating.
It is, yeah. You know, we've had that a couple of times where things have just been really, really bad. Sometimes where they're mediocre, and then what do you do? That's a good question. You know, I've had some where they're just really awful, and we end up becoming food wasters.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, there's also the option you can turn it into a soup. Mm-hmm. There's a show, I think, on Netflix about using leftovers. And so that would be an interesting thing to look into on that.
Yeah.
What do you end up doing?
The hamburger casserole, I mean, I'm eating it. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's just, I'm not that. I had made something else, this taco rice casserole that I liked. And that was a lot of fun. People are like, oh, this is really good. My wife's like, boy, I broke out of keto just in time, you know, because she's eating a lot of rice on her trip, obviously. And so then you feel great, but then you go, ah, whatever. All right, well, that's just the question of the morning. So,
sure.
Well, let's dive into Romans 6, 20 and 21 today.
Yeah. So Romans 6, 20 and 21 say, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things that you used to do, things that end in eternal doom.
All right. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on Romans 6, 20 and 21, he says, when you were living as a slave to sin, righteousness was not your guide. Martin Luther referred to this as the bound will. Because of sin's deadlock, self-centeredness governed your decisions, but Jesus freed you from bondage. You can now look upon those things you once did and see how much they opposed my character and that their end point was death.
Yeah, you know, in thinking through this, one of the things that stands out is, you know, earlier on in Romans 6, the idea that we are beloved regardless. And yet there's also the reality that some of the behaviors we engage in are unhealthy for ourselves. Some of the things that we engage in oppose the character of God, and they end in unhealthy places and can end in death. And I think it's good for us to recognize that we are called to a higher way of living.
What is this bound will that Martin Luther speaks of that you refer to?
Well, so he talks about the idea that when we are slaves to sin, we cannot do otherwise. We cannot choose apart from sin. And that it's by God's grace that we can live and make healthier choices.
Mm-hmm. To me, the frustration, as a believer, the question is Romans 7, which we're going to get to, right? Which is Paul saying, I do what I don't want to do, and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
That seems to be the problem.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We'll get to Romans 7 soon enough. Thank you, Jason. I'm glad we connected.
Hopefully the phones work tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Well, it is October. October is Connect Month. What else is it, Caleb?
It is some sort of pumpkin celebration, it seems like, for most of the month.
Yeah.
Pumpkin month, really, officially.
We were talking about the different kind of pumpkin spice things you can get besides just, a latte or something. So, yeah, they originated in Central America, and seeds from pumpkin-like plants found in Mexico have been traced back thousands of years.
The word pumpkin actually came from pepon, which means large melon in Greek. Hmm. The French then turned pepon into pompon for some reason, and the English further changed it into pumpion. American settlers, it said, changed the word to the familiar pumpkin as we know it today, or punkin, if you're my four-year-old daughter.
As you were sharing even that first sentence, I pictured you at a party just kind of dropping that knowledge. Did you guys know that the word pumpkin? Native Americans were already growing pumpkins when the American colonists arrived. They used pumpkin in all sorts of things already, stews and soups and desserts, and even dried the pumpkin shells, then cut them into strips to weave into mats.
So the pumpkin spice craze is nothing new.
Yeah, evidently. Apparently.
Pumpkin pie first came about when the settlers removed the top from a pumpkin, took out the seeds, and filled it up with milk, spices, and honey. The pumpkin was then baked in hot ashes, and the resulting pumpkin pudding was eaten. It is not known whether they learned this technique from the Native Americans. The pudding probably tasted a lot like the pumpkin pie filling we know today.
But my question is, when did they start putting the whipped cream
on it? That's what I was just going to say, too. The Cool Whip or the whipped cream, homemade whipped cream is fantastic, but that's the capstone.
Absolutely. I mean, you got the pumpkin pie. That's great. But you got to have the whipped cream.
Well, and I know for the Slice of Life fundraiser that's coming up this Sunday, my wife is making two of the 38 pies, and she was debating on making basically this pecan pumpkin mashup of a pie that sounds very, very interesting, because pecan pie is incredible. Pumpkin pie is incredible. The two combined, I don't know what it'll taste like yet, but I'm sure it'll be good.
That sounds fantastic. And again, give us that Sunday, Barron.
Yeah, Church Barn in Barron. So, all the information at friendsofphcricelake.org, I believe, is the website, or you can get it online with a Facebook event, too. But I'm going to be there, and, looking forward to bidding on some great pies. And the pie, the pastor pastry smackdown is what is really intriguing me this year.
38 pies for 38 babies saved. Wow, thank you to them for their great work.
It's Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call, the studio line, 715-723-2555. Come live on the air with us and see if you can answer today's query. If you are able to do so correctly, you will win two tickets from Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And this is the question today, Havo.
Yeah.
Each year, 25 billion with a B.
That's a lot.
Each year, 25 billion of these are grown in the U.S. Each year, 25 billion of these are grown in the United States. What could it be for two tickets to Micon Cinemas of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls?
All right, 723-2555. We've got our first caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver, quick on the phone. Hi.
Hi.
What are you going to say?
Carrots.
Carrots. It is not carrots. Oliver, try again. 715-723-2555. Each year, 25 billion of these grown in the great U.S. of A.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I didn't hear what the other people had said.
They just said carrots.
How about pumpkins?
How about pumpkins? That time of year, but not pumpkins. Two orange things so far, carrots and pumpkins. Each year, 25 billion of these grown in the U.S.
Oliver shook. I thought that pumpkins was going to be the first guest based on our conversation this morning. Hi.
Hi. How about Christmas trees?
How about Christmas trees? Not Christmas trees, but thinking seasonally, good.
And we did have a Christmas song. Stephen Curtis Chapman and Kane, good morning.
Good morning. This is Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will.
I'm gonna go with cranberries.
Cranberries.
Good
also
guess.
Kind of the cranberry time of year.
Our state, but not correct.
Not cranberries. Each year, 25 billion of these are grown in the United States.
Not quite yet for a hint. 723-2555. What's the answer?
Almonds.
Nope, that's not it. Thank you. WWIB, what do you say it is? 25 billion of these grown in the U.S. every year.
Tulips.
Flowers.
Yeah. Like the Holland Tulip Festival, etc., but no.
Good thought. Good morning. WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. No.
Not potatoes. Each year, 25 billion of these are grown in the U.S., not worldwide, in the U.S.
Uh-huh. All right. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is it corn?
Is it corn?
Corn's a good guess, but that's not it.
Not corn. We've had two Mycon movie passes.
Several guesses, close to eight guesses. Hi.
Sunflowers.
You guys just thinking of all sorts of different directions.
I mean, you're all wrong, but still.
So it's not a flower.
It's not a flower.
Right. Okay. I'll at least say that. Good morning.
Is it tomatoes?
Is it tomatoes?
Mm-mm.
It is not. But thank you for guessing.
Uh-huh. Lots of good guesses here this morning. 25 billion of these are grown in the U.S. every year. What is it?
Is it potatoes?
Already been guessed.
Yeah, guess something else.
Try again.
Oranges.
Oranges. And that's just, that's just your off-the-cuff guess, and you are absolutely right.
It wasn't even her first guess. Who are we talking to?
This is Lori from Fall Creek.
Lori from Fall Creek, we're sending you to the movies at Mycon. Yes, each year 25 billion oranges are grown in the United States. How about that, huh?
Good job.
Awesome. I love oranges.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Citrus season coming up.
Sounds delicious. And hard times in Florida these days for sure. So, so much. Hold the line. We'll work things out. The details here on WWIB.
Continuing with the pumpkin theme that we started an hour ago here on the WIB Wake Up Show, are pumpkins healthy?
I would guess they are.
That would be my guess as well. Let's dive in a little bit here during Pumpkin Month in October and, of course, Connect Month, so you can connect with us about your favorite pumpkin product if you'd like. But pumpkins, we see them on front porches and homes, pies, decorations, etc. Are they good for you? And then studies say, in a word, yep.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah, pumpkins belong to the winter squash family, along with seasonal favorites like butternut squash, acorn squash, Hubbard squash, I have no idea, and turban squash.
I have not heard of those last two.
Me either.
Pumpkins are rich in a variety of nutrients, including vitamin A in the form of beta carotene, vitamin C, potassium,
fiber, manganese, folate,
omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin B1, copper, vitamin B6,
niacin, vitamin B3, and pantothenic acid.
I'm not sure what that is, but they say it's good for you. All of these nutrients pack a major nutritional punch.
Huh.
So here's the thing. Can I eat pumpkin in any form and get that nutritional punch? For instance, if I have an extra slice of pumpkin pie.
Right. And does the whipped cream detract from whatever healthfulness?
Or does the whipped cream just kind of even it out? Is it just sort of like a net zero type of a food?
So did you know this? Mel Kiper Jr. is like the guru of the NFL draft. Has been for years.
Yeah.
Well known for his hair and also for this fact. That's what he has for breakfast every day is pumpkin pie.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is he healthy then?
He must be. Maybe that's the secret to the hair.
I guess. Oh, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB.
I'm trying to figure out what pantothenic acid is, and I Googled it, and it came up with a bunch of words I can't quite pronounce, so I guess it's good for you.
Okay. If it's unpronounceable and it doesn't taste good, it's probably good for you. Now, my wife's been gone, and I've done a little bit more cooking, but then you get the leftovers.
Okay.
And so one of the things was a hit. I mean, if it's a hit, it goes fast, right? And so the taco rice casserole was a hit. I made that even the day before Peggy left, and so that went. What wasn't as popular with myself and maybe the other, I did get, Elena said she liked, but the hamburger casserole. It's just hamburger. It's got some elbow macaroni, whatever else. I'm just like, eh.
Cheese?
Probably. There was cheese on a little bit. We've got some people with some dairy issues. So
sure.
The fact is, what do you do when you've got like a lot? And we both have weighed in on, we're not food wasters.
Yeah, don't want to waste it.
But you got a lot of something left in the fridge that you go, nobody's all that enthusiastic about.
So can you doctor it up some other way? Yeah. And again, we're just two dudes spitballing here, so I don't really know what's going to go on. But I mean, pasta sauce or anything like that? Is there something that
Jason
maybe you can change
Jason had suggested, you can make a soup. I'm like, probably not with this. And so I've been toughening it. I mean, it's not that bad, okay? I mean, I warm it up.
But nobody else is eating it, so you are slowly but surely just shoveling your way through it.
Yes, there's a lot of it, And so I'm like, oh boy, I'm not going to make this again, but I'm trying to see this through. So,
and that's the big family leftover issue, too.
Yes.
Like, if you make a lot for a large number of people and no one likes it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the gamble. So the highs and lows for sure. All right. Well, we did have a joke yesterday, and our friend PCD John is bringing it back because it's on a subject we've been discussing this morning.
It's worth repeating. What is the best thing you can put into a pumpkin pie? Your teeth.
Thank you, John. He's loving that one. With some whipped cream, John. All right, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show this morning, and trying to settle some disagreements, Caleb.
With survey results, of course. So these are some of the most prolonged disagreements in kind of a fun way that around the water cooler, dinner table, in the office, etc., people might say, well, how do you pronounce those little animated things that we all use on Facebook, etc.? GIF, how is it pronounced? Hard G or soft G? Is it GIF or GIF?
I think it's GIF as well. And it says 83% say with a hard G. So, all right.
All right. So, again, trying to settle these. Yeah. But like we all know, just because a majority of people say it goes one way doesn't mean there's
going to be disagreement. Stands out to me that I want to disagree with. But I want to try to persuade people otherwise. But anyhow, should a sandwich be cut diagonally or horizontally?
77% of respondents say diagonally.
Huh.
My kids like it that way. I don't always cut it that way because sometimes it's just, oh, we'll just cut little rectangles. And then they wanted the triangles. But you say, you know what? It's in front of you. Let's just eat it and be thankful.
When I'm eating a sandwich, if I even cut the sandwich, I just cut it across the middle. I never cut it that way.
I'm one of those people that if I'm making a sandwich, sometimes I do it so quickly that I literally am putting like mayonnaise and cheese and meat on one slice of bread and just folding it over and eating it because that's quicker and less messy.
I wouldn't typically cut it except, you know, for the kids, I guess.
I cut it for the kids, yep.
This is one that kind of irked you. Is cereal a soup?
What? Who even asks that?
So 78% say no, it's not
a soup. But
that
means 22% of people think cereal is a soup. What are you having for dinner tonight? Oh, Lucky Charms soup. Some frosted flakes.
I know.
Cream of frosted flakes.
It is not a soup.
It's not.
Oh, boy. All right. Toilet paper over or under?
America got this right. 85% say over.
Yes.
Go over.
And this is the one that bothers me.
It does bother you.
Go ahead.
Is pineapple on pizza good?
Yes.
Trying to settle this.
Yes. It's really good.
62% of respondents, survey respondents, say no, it's not. And I think we would both disagree. You more strongly.
Yes.
I would say it's not bad. It's not bad. Like, I'll eat it if it's given to me. But you say, actually, absolutely.
It's really good. And I think that people should try it. You know what? Here's the thing. When you're doing rapid fire with people, and I think I did this with, we'll play it on Thursday, my interview with Colton Dixon.
Yeah.
But when you ask people, I get tense. When you
about
ask
what
people,
they're going to say,
I'm like,
you
I'm
always
gonna
respond to their answer to that question, either affirming them or saying, we might need to cut this short.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I don't know that you really have a horse in this race, so to speak.
No.
I would say Star Wars. 86% of people also say Star Wars. You know, so if you have to pick one or the other, I think they're both good. But yeah, Star Wars for sure.
Okay. Are hot dogs a sandwich?
No.
Right. I mean, a hot
61%
dog in a bun,
no.
But that's not a sandwich. So
yeah, it's delicious.
What if you met a person and they said a hot dog's a sandwich and cereal is soup?
I don't know. I'm sure they're out there. Okay, this one though, I think if you disagree with any of these survey respondents on the conclusions they're coming to, you could point to this response and say, hey, let's throw all the data out.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the question, are we living in a simulation?
52% say yes.
What is this, The Matrix?
I
Where's
guess.
Neo? Keanu?
Speaking of movies, the question is, Die Hard a Christmas movie?
55% say no, which again means 45% say it's a Christmas movie.
Because it is set in a Christmas time. And I think there's like a Santa in. Okay, but a lot of things,
depending on the age of your children,
do not skew that way. Been many years since I saw that. Middle brownie piece or edge piece? This is a great question.
It's a great question. And the tightest one of all of these Let's Settle This survey questions, the tightest results.
Wow.
51 to 49.
51% say the edge.
I disagree respectfully. I would, you know, again, a brownie's a brownie, but I would say middle all the way.
What do people like about the edge? It's harder?
I guess the double the double crust part, but I'd say
like
middle.
The middle.
Absolutely
we're
middle.
We're both middle brownie guys. So sock, shoe, or sock, shoe.
Sock, shoe.
Yeah, I would go with that.
That's
82%.
Sock, shoe.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Wow.
Two more, and let's settle this. Mm-hmm. Does a straw have one hole or two? This is surprising. I think they got it right, but surprising how many people. No, I disagree with this. Never mind.
Okay.
58% of people say a straw has only one hole. I would say it has two.
It's complicated.
I mean,
my initial thinking.
Well, but technically, though,
Right. Oh. I know. Yeah, I never pondered this until this question, but I'm like,
is it one long, whole, cylindrical?
That's the dilemma.
Oh, man.
That's the dilemma.
See, this is a mind boggler. Wow.
You thought you had
America.
The right answer.
Yeah, I hear I get all high and mighty, but
you had an awakening.
Yeah.
On the live radio.
Yeah.
And finally, boy, my wife has a strong opinion on this. Smooth or chunky peanut butter? She's not going to like this. 72% said smooth.
I have recently, in the past year, year and a half, recently got a lot more into chunky peanut butter.
Huh.
I used to always be a smooth guy, vigorously so. I mean, we even had a debate on this on the morning show years past where we made political ads about smooth or chunky peanut butter, and I was smooth the whole way. But I think, you know, sometimes your politics change in life, and I guess my peanut butter politics kind of have.
I prefer the smooth. Yeah, there you go.
I think I'll go on the chunky side.
I'm with the 72%. You're in the minority.
Glad to be there.